the 1335 to identify the return of the Lord. We just use it to identify other prophetic events. And if we get through all this material on this presentation, we'll show you that Sister White doesn't just say those time prophecies weren't to be used to predict when the Lord returns. She says we're not to know of any special event, whether it's the Sunday law, the latter rain. Those cannot be calculated with these time prophecies. She's very clear. It doesn't just apply to predicting the return of the Lord. But in any case, at the great disappointment, immediately the majority of the Millerites, the foolish virgins who turned away from the truth, they were forced, if they were going to continue to be proclaim themselves to be Christians, they were forced by the logic of the situation to reevaluate the time prophecies that they'd been proclaiming. That was the very message that they'd been proclaiming, the time prophecies of the book of Daniel. And they suddenly did not believe where those time prophecies had led them. So if they were going to continue to be Christians, they were going to have to come up with some new understanding of these time prophecies. And immediately, this time prophecy reapplication began in Adventism. Manuscript Releases, Volume 10, page 270. Once again, it says this: I was a firm believer in definite time in 1844, but this prophetic time was not shown me in vision, for it was some months after the passing of this period of time before the first vision was given me. There were many proclaiming a new time after this, but I was shown that we should not have another definite time to proclaim to the people. All who are acquainted with me and my work will testify that I've borne but one testimony in regard to the setting of time. I have been shown that our disappointment in 1844 was not because of a failure in the reckoning of the prophetic periods, but in the events to take place. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to read some more out of this passage. But when you look at this argument in Adventism in depth, many times you'll end up in Sister White's endorsement of the 1843 prophetic chart in Early Writings, page 74. And then you'll have brethren today that we'll start making a case that many of the prophetic periods outside of the 2300-day prophecy that was on the 1843 chart, because that 1843 chart was originally understood that the 2300 days were going to be fulfilled in 1843, and that reckoning on the chart of 1843 as the fulfillment of the 2300 days was erroneous. But it was in the plan of God to test his people. Recalculation, they came up with 1844. But the point is, there was other prophetic periods on that chart, the 1335, the 1290, the 1260. And Sister White says here